Cass Ingram. Welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Hello. Nice to be back, company and co. Great to be here, and our good friend Joyce Riley is still looking on, and God bless everybody, but let's rock them and sock them. I mean, hemp, of all things. Can you imagine that people, for the first time in about 100 years, are able to access hemp as a medicine? That's crazy stuff.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Every time I hear of hemp, I think of the Declaration of Independence because it's written on hemp. I think of the old sails. They were made out of hemp. They lasted a long time. That's probably the only reason the Declaration of Independence is still intact is because it was written on hemp. I even saw a video of Massimo had a video in the 30s. They made a car fender out of hemp. Incredibly versatile. What exactly is hemp, and why is it so versatile?
The hemp is a fiber plant, and it's in sort of the nettle family. Even marijuana is a fiber plant, but seems like over the years or somehow or the way God made it, there was a hemp that was agricultural, and it was a hemp that was psychoactive. The second one, maybe they were harvesting it just for the psychoactive, and to some degree as a food components. And then the first one, they used it mainly for rope and sails and cloth and paper. It was, you know, when the Chinese made paper from hemp, and then the Islamic Empire conquered those parts, and they brought that technology, and they made these very first big-time paper mills in Baghdad and Mecca, and then that went to Spain when the so-called Moorish Empire for 700 years was making hemp paper, and they were growing esparto grass, which was similar, and harvesting it for paper, and then the Europeans stumbled upon that, and that started the intellectual revolution. They didn't have any books in Europe. And then, of course, Gutenberg and his press printed the Bible on hemp paper, rag paper they also used. They used rags. But so nobody was doing a lot of smoking of reefers in the medieval Europe, you know what I'm saying? So what was the history of using it as a psychoactive agent or as a medicine? Well, 10,000 years ago, Stone Age, people were raising hemp, or they were harvesting it wild. They were doing something with it nobody much knows. Then I think about 5,000 B.C., you start to see evidence of maybe burning it as an incense or inhaling the fumes. The Scythians, in the ancient Greece era, about 800 B.C., they used to take the hemp and throw it on hot rocks and get euphoric over the smell. Then about in the biblical times, they used to rub the hemp with frankincense and myrrh and other things on the forehead of kings. So they call it anointing, but the Hebrew word for anoint means ointment. So I would think they were using the cannabis as a medicine for the euphoria, for the improved mood, for the intellectual benefits, even back then at the time of the Old Testament. So.
This is a great history you're giving, by the way. So hemp would be more of the industrial plant with no psychoactive effects, and cannabis basically is the same plant or very close to the same plant.
Same basic plant, a little bit somehow the way God made it, one that we could maybe one day make a medicine out of but not have any THC because, you know, one's going to be 5 to 8% THC or 3%, and the other one's going to be less than 0.3 or something. So they're kind of different somehow. And one is like 8 to 10 feet tall or 20 feet tall, even the other one is 3 feet tall. Marijuana. But what we can say is they noticed the psychoactive components in India, and then, of course, they made hashish from the one in Central Asia, and that was very psychoactive because you're concentrating the THC ultimately there. But in medieval Europe, they never really understood that. They juiced the hemp, the agricultural hemp, or they would make an alcohol tincture, and they would use it for diarrhea and colic and pain and inflammation and arthritis and bummed up joints. But they weren't using the marijuana type. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So the British, when they conquered India, nobody knew anything about marijuana or cannabis or hashish, you know, really. But when they conquered and took over India, they started to research the medicinal properties of cannabis. Then that led to them putting it into the pharmacopoeia, and the U.S. pharmacopoeia, 1851, has a big section on hemp as a medicine. As a medicine. Not to get high, you see? So then, if you go back to the Arabic times, say about the 12th century, 11th century, the authors said that you should eat the hashish. They didn't smoke it. I mean, they did smoke it. For the last 1,000 years, you've had the water pipes, you've had the clay pipes, you've had the reefers in the last couple hundred, 300 years. But the main thing they did in the 1200s with the hashish was they ate it. They would mix it with sugar and butter. They would mix it, you know, in different food dishes. And they would chew on a little bit. They talked about one proverb says that how stupid people are who don't use the hashish and how smart and crafty and clever are the ones who use it. So, now, who would have ever thought that the main historical use, even for hashish and marijuana, was chewing on it? Can you imagine?
No, this is, so when you talk about the pharmacopoeia, that's kind of like the pharmacy Bible of 1850s.
Yes, it was
basically
the U.S. pharmacy Bible.
Well, let's talk, how did it get to
that? I have the actual copy, 1851.
How did it get to that point?
And they were
where,
talking about using it as for pain and arthritis, inflammation, and neurological, depression and anxiety and irritability and you know, diarrhea and digestive disorders. It was a drug, you see.
Yeah. Interesting.
And they ate it. And they made the drug with alcohol extraction at that time, and so they were the quality varied too much, and eventually it fell out of favor because they couldn't maintain a decent quality. Now the trend is the same. Most people don't go find a reefer. Most people in America are going to find some kind of extract, you see.
But the benefit of modern times
is the extraction procedure could give us a dependable product, depending on what you use.
Let's go back just a little bit on the, hemp as opposed to cotton, where, in the early 1900s, somewhere around that time, cotton industry began to push hemp out. Explain that a little bit, because hemp.
Okay, so why in the world would something that's been used medicinally and as a food for 10,000 years suddenly become federally banned and illicit? And
yeah, that's a question.
Big jail terms and ruination of somebody's life for something simple like a bag of marijuana. Because the cotton, nylon, and paper industry were owned by monopolies, the Hearst Group, the Cotton Boys, the DuPont. And they had ordained that Hollywood would produce Reefer Madness, and you don't have a government. United States of America is United States of corporations. So what happens even now, even if you have a president that's trying to do the right thing or not trying, I don't care. The big business runs the whole show. The same in the 30s. So they had deigned that marijuana was going to be banned so that they could also ban cloth hemp or fiber hemp. Get it out of the way. Because they could have never owned that nylon monopoly or the cotton monopoly without taking out the hemp.
I know that as a farmer, cotton, my father's father was a sharecropper. Cotton dominated their life, dominated that whole area of the southeast of this country.
They owned that area after they got rid of the hemp. No, and don't forget that the British made it mandatory for the colonists to grow hemp where they were thrown in jail. And it used to be you could pay your bills with bales of hemp. You know, and so the United States went into poor United States, thanks to 3 or 4 families and a bunch of criminal enterprises that shut out 100 years of the most productive. Look at how the whole economy of Colorado going crazy on hemp.
Well, I know that also the plant cotton is hard on soil. I mean, cotton is not the best plant to be growing. Hemp is so much more versatile; it actually helps the soil. Yeah, we're
hemp,
on a break.
And I'd like to see what's going to happen. I hope that God gives us another couple, 20, 30 years so we can see the landscape change. But then how about the medicinal properties? It's not oregano, but it's pretty close. It's got a lot of uses.
Well, there's the break. Let's get into that on the other side. Short segment coming up. Cass Ingram, so good to be with you. All these products, hemp and all, we're going to talk about on the other side. Stay tuned. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerHour.com. Welcome back. We're talking to Cass Ingram and learning a lot about hemp. I did. This is a great history. Cass wrote a book, or is in the process of writing a book about hemp, hemp oil, history of it. So be sure to check that out if you're interested in finding out more. Cass, a lot of people, when they hear hemp, CBD, their ears start to perk up and half of America turns the other way like, oh no, please run away as fast as possible.
Well, that's propaganda.
Go ahead.
Because in ancient India or Greece, Rome, if you think, oh, Romans, they're Greeks, oh, the fathers of science, Spain, the Stone Age man, Europe, Culpeper and other herbalists, look, they were all, you know, using some form of it. And it was never a foreign thing or a banned or taboo. But, no, I mean, today you don't want to smoke a lot of pot. It's high in THC. They make it five times higher than it was in nature. So you want to get the good quality material, and then don't just, you know, go away. Don't worry about it. If you get really good natural hemp extract, it can't hurt anybody. But,
well, let's talk about hemp extract. Let's talk about that. Hemp extract, what is that?
Crude extract.
CBD,
that's what I'm
oil.
Talking about. I'm not talking about the refined kind. The crude extract, like they've made in the old days, where all the components are together. You have a hempenol, okay? That's from all my research, that's the only super crude, unprocessed hemp muck on the market. That's supercritical CO2 extraction from organic hemp. That organic hemp is just mixed in extra virgin olive oil. Then you take the drops or the capsule, nothing else. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody that wants to use it can use it. If you need to give it to a kid, give them some. Start with a small amount. Whatever you want to give it to the cat or the dog, you can give this kind. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, just to be clear, there's no psychoactive. People taking hempenol are not going to, you know, get high and drive off the road or anything.
They can't get high. That is impossible. You'd have to smoke a joint the size of a telephone pole and still nothing would happen. Now, there's going to be some small traces of THC in any cannabis, even the rope hemp. But you can't get loose, psychoactive, no. Now, you could, because we're going to talk about the endocannabinoid system when we come back. You could get more activity there than you're used to, so you could get maybe more calm than you'd like. But if you're using unprocessed, crude, 100% raw, you can't have any major anything. All I had was super positive, I'll tell you. All the things it did for me and is doing. I mean, I don't want anybody to shy away from some natural medicine that could be of value to the people that you could use for insomnia, inflammation, for pain, for digestive, for addictions, for neurological conditions. Good God. It has certain uses.
And so CBD oil is a refined version, more processed version, completely different than what we're talking about, what we sell to
almost always completely different than the crude extract. There's a complex science to this, but the Israeli study showed that if you use an unprocessed whole food extract, it's 2 to 3 times more effective than CBD oil. And you can even see some CBD, I'm not knocking, you know, hemp extracts, but just people need to know. You can see some CBD oil, 99% CBD. Well, in nature, there's only 10 to 15% CBD. So you imagine how much distillation and solvent extraction you have to do to get 50% to 99%. It's just the same as oregano oil. you can buy 30 brands, and only one or two seem to really work very well, and those one or two are the crude extracts, like the P73. Nobody does anything. You just distill the oregano and put it in a drum. The same with hemp. You have to only use the, you know, CO2. You can't use alcohol, solvents, butane gas. This is all commonly done. Heavy distillation, you're going to mess it up, and it's not going to be so effective.
We're coming on another break. Maybe quickly answer. We've got about 30 seconds. So why do they process this so heavily if it doesn't work?
Follow the money. You know, you can get big money for those. And if somebody wants, and then 5 milligrams, 10, how about 20? How about 25? How about 50? How about 1,000 milligrams? 800 bucks. 500. It shouldn't be that expensive. It's just hemp. You know, any decent product is 70 bucks or less. You don't need more. Mm.
Very good. There's the music. On the other side, we'll get into this. Who should be looking at hemp, and then what can they expect when they take hempanol? Yeah, when they take hempanol, what are people experiencing? That's the big thing. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour, powerhour.com. Really good interview with Jason Dierkowitz and Dr. Llewellyn yesterday. You can check that out. Catherine's getting that up on our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you can. Go to our website. There's a banner on the right. Again, it's a brand new channel because, I don't even want to get into it. But at the Power Mall, the Grown by Nature products are on special. The vitamin B, the multivitamin, vitamin C, calcium, what have you. Very interesting interview, if you haven't heard it, about calcium, about cow's milk, about pasteurization. Very, very informative. I thought it was. The Cardio Miracle, nitric oxide in your blood. You can get that over at the Power Mall. Please give Jay a call for that. The magnesium gel, magnesium oil, Himalayan salt, the pearl beads. Martin Patel is coming on in a couple days. So that's all on sale. The OxyFlush, colon cleanser is 10% off at the Power Mall. And, of course, all the North American Urban Spice products, Black Seed, Bone Active, Chaga Max, Chaga Charge Tea, the oregano, which I love, super strength and the regular, the Orega Max, Orega Spray, the Purely C. I hadn't been taking the Purely C, and I just started. My girls were getting a little tinge. Anytime my girls start to get a little sick, I pound that oregano, and I gave them a little Purely C, and they really seem to respond super well. And, of course, hempanol. We have 1 ounce hempanol. We have the gel caps. We have the hempanol CF. And we have the Brain Detox, all on sale over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your purchases, for your donations. That's what keeps us here, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't buy, if you don't do this, we can't afford the shortwave. Shortwave is expensive. So if you listen by shortwave, please consider donations, purchases, what have you. Your support has been fantastic. Thank you so much. It's really an honor being involved with you. And people like Cass, back to you. Tell us a little bit about who should consider the hempanol and what are they going to expect if they start taking it.
Remember that this is the crude certified organic resin with no alteration. So it's raw, it's loaded with enzymes and all the phytochemicals and the terpenes are intact. So it's going to be very effective for all the different illnesses that cannabis has been used for over the centuries. So instead of just, I heard about this for pain. I'm going into the health food store because this is for anxiety. There are 5 categories that this would be effective for. One is pain and inflammation, but with hempanol, for example, you have one that has the oregano resin. So it's got the hemp with the oregano. That's about 50 times more aggressive than hemp alone for the pain and inflammation support. It's very potent. So if you're wanting to work with that situation, case history, I had a guy who fell 50 feet from a pine tree. He was pruning the tree in the tree. He ended up being addicted to opiates. He used the hempanol super strength to get rid of the pain and to get rid of the opiates. You got rid of them. So in case history, I slip on the ice and my feet go up, and then I land on my greater trochanter, which is standard to fracture. But I guess I've taken so much bone active and oregano, I can't seem to get a fracture. So I took that hempenol super strength, because nothing, I was wobbling around, and it just saturated my hand, and I held it on there all night long, and it just eliminated all the pain. The crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy, crazy when you combine the two. Then, so there's two kinds anyway. There's one combined, and then there's one just hemp oil. Now the second category. We said pain and inflammation was one. Two is neurological conditions. So that would be the MS, the Lou Gehrig's, the Parkinson's, the seizures, the epilepsy, the Lyme disease with neurological, the dementia, the Alzheimer, where you want to do something natural that might get in there and reverse that. So in that case, you might want both. You might want the one with the oregano, because there could be some severe inflammation from the neck up. You might also want the one, like for a kid, that where you don't taste that harsh, strong oregano, and it's just the CF. I'm not trying to make claims, but I'll just tell you that CF means calm and focus, and that doesn't have any oregano in it. You see?
Let me interject right there. You mentioned MS, Lou Gehrig's, epilepsy, and Lyme. You said Lyme. What
Lyme,
is
because so Lyme epilepsy gets into the brain.
Okay.
If it gets in the brain, you have neurological Lyme or neuroborreliosis, which is 40% fatal. It's a very, 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 very serious thing. So why not? I mean, you're under your doctor's care. You're doing what you can. Why not get some hempenol, crude extract, one with the oregano, one without, maybe both, maybe some of the brain detox, and start chug-a-lugging. So all the different neurological is a category. But if you just get the refined type, I don't want to, knock down any product or anything, but most of the refined ones don't seem to work for this group. Addictions, opiate addiction, neurological conditions, pain and inflammation. So let's go to addictions. Case history. So my friend has been on Zoloft. He has two PhDs. He can't get a job. He's on Zoloft for 25 years. I'm depressed. Well, I would be too if I was on it. So I finally, after years listening to, stop it. Get rid of that stupid Zoloft. I'm sorry, medical profession, but sometimes if you're not going to do the job, I got to do it for you. So he gets this hempenol. I'm not trying to make any claims. I'm just going to tell you exactly what happened. He sent me the testimonial. He starts pounding it. Under his medical care, he gets off the Zoloft. 25 years, he's done. Toast, roast. Anytime he feels irritated, he just takes some more drops under the tongue. But not just Zoloft or opiates, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, crack, alcohol, right? Many alcoholics I've helped through this approach. Goodbye. Case history a little different. This guy can't walk a straight line, not when he's driving, just now, anytime. And he's got all this dizziness. I said, it's the booze. He said, well, yeah, but my first wife. I said, you don't have a first wife anymore. You have a second wife. Well, yeah, my second wife. She's right while she was there in my office. So I said, there's nothing wrong with her. It's you. I said, you got to quit this stuff. And he says, all right. And I gave him this hempenol detox and the hempenol drops or whatever. The guy comes back. He pounds this stuff. He comes back and his vestibular disorder, he can walk just fine. He's perfectly normal in 2 weeks, nothing. They had an MRI, CAT scan, scheduled for a permanent impossible virus of the vestibular apparatus. You're doomed. The guy got rid of it. That's how and I'll try to explain what cannabis is doing to people. But first you have to know, glaucoma, there's research. Plantar fasciitis, fibromyalgia, bone density, it helps. Those are sort of the, obviously it's got some use in cancer, brain cancer. Okay, we're not making claims. I'm just telling you the science. But that kind of covers. It's not a.
Let me ask you about, you said he pounds it, or one instance you said somebody put it on their skin topically, and then another, when you say pounds it, what do you mean? Like a lot under the tongue? How much?
This brain detox is the hemp with crowberry and blackberry, all raw. it says to take a teaspoon or something. He takes an ounce twice a day. He basically goes through a bottle every 3 days to get, you know, and that's going to detox the heavy metals and toxins and so on.
Hold on. You're saying that hempanol brain detox detoxes heavy metals out of the brain also?
Well, the guy worked in a steel mill for 20 years. He used to tell me that he would have to. It took him 5 days to scrub the steel residues off his neck.
So
because he took this brain detox, which is so rare, raw crowberry from the Arctic Circle and raw wild blackberry from Newfoundland, along with the hemp, because the natives used the crowberry and blackberry for seizures. So here you have a combination for the brain. And because a blackberry looks like a brain, use your sense, people. You don't need a chemical. Chemical doesn't look like anything. It can't even recognize it in the body. Whatever God made in the most unprocessed form possible is a medicine unto the humankind. That's how merciful our Creator is. Doesn't matter what the... How did a guy who couldn't walk a straight line, who the doctors wrote off as doomed, walk normal in 2 weeks? It's a God thing. That's the endocannabinoid system. That system's in our brain. The body's making to try to feed it. It can't feed enough, especially people who hit the booze and the drugs and the pharmaceuticals and are too stressed out, psyched out, you know, whacked out, too much sugar, too much pot even. And so now you come in with the crude extract, and you feed that system, and then the body goes into regulation, the brain becomes more regulated, the neurotransmitters go into normalcy, and you know, cannabinoids. Cannabinoids.
Music. Hold that thought. We'll get the other category.
Get rid of the music. Keep the doctor on the air.
Stay tuned. More Dr. Ingram, Dr. Cass Ingram on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. This information is exciting to you, and I don't know why it wouldn't be. Cass has another book called The Cannabis Cure, and we'll take that order at the Power Mall, and then he'll ship it to you, Cannabis Cure, and it's regularly $24.95, and we'll sell it for $19.95. So give Jay a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or any of these other products. Anything you want to say quickly before we finish the categories?
Well, I think that we should be supporting the little guy. We need to stick together, and we should support local. Instead of ordering from some megalithic website, we should be. If there's something here that interests you, like the Purely C, the oregano oil extract, the hempanol, you just order it from the Power Hour. That's it. I don't even allow Amazon to sell my book. I quit them. I fired them. Get away from me. You know, they tried to dictate some terms. I heard about it. I canceled them immediately. I may not be able to do anything about the dictator that runs a government or something, or somebody that, you know, that tries to influence whether we get taxed into oblivion or we can, but I can, if somebody's going to sell my product, I can cancel them, and that's what I did to Amazon.
So, take that, Jeff Bezos.
Put
that in your pipe and smoke it.
Smoke them good. So CassIngram.com is the only place, or you can call the Power Mall. They'll help you. Power Mall, yeah. Anyway, back to category. So digestive disorders. There's no question that the hemp resin it will stimulate a better digestion. It's pretty good also for bronchial conditions, asthma, but its big claim to fame is anxiety, irritability, stress, neurosis, schizophrenia, depression, and obsessive compulsive, and then the neurological conditions, and then pain and inflammation. That's probably, and then of course addictions, we said. Yeah, so now, you want to ask
people
which one
starting
for which?
To. Huh? Yeah, are people starting to key in on addictions? Because, you know, opioids especially, it's so huge. I mean, address that a little bit more. There's so many people with a loved one that's
dealing with this. Well, you have opiate receptors in your brain. And anyway, so what? People are in pain or they get an injury, so they get on the opiates and they're very addictive. So one, either they're taking it because of illicit purposes, or they're in chronic pain and they ancillarily become addicted. It's all the same pattern. They're a very destructive drug, and they can cause you to just fall asleep and die because they suppress the respiratory, or they suppress the gut, and you end up having an intestinal obstruction or constipation or what have you. So we don't need it. We can get... Now, oregano has opiate action, okay? So if you take a combination of wild oregano and hemp, you get the endocannabinoid and you get the opiate. So for the inflammation response, look, I'm not trying to make any claim. I'm just going to teach. Inflammation response, I would use oregano-hemp combination. It's all in one bottle or capsule, okay? For irritability, anxiety, you know, stress, like, oh, you know, crying and mood and all, I would use the kind just plain. To call it with the CF initials.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you take the, you know, we already have oreganols, a lot of our listeners, so they buy some hemp and all. If they want to combine them, they can just put oregano oil and hemp and oil in their mouth.
Well, you can, but keep in mind that the hemp and oil has a crude, raw oregano resin. The oil of oregano is distilled.
Okay.
So if you want to go to the purest, highest level of this support a healthy inflammation response, the crude resin is more efficacious.
Okay, very good.
So there's an option there. Now, if you had an insomniac, I didn't mention the other big category is insomnia, because some people smoke for that reason. You're a terminal hack. You can't sleep. Then you take the PM form, which has the hops. You see hops and chamomile, which hops is in the same family, same exact family as cannabis. So that knock you into REM sleep. Well, now think about it. People have hops in their beer. They have cannabis reefers. They have cinnamon. Cinnamon has cannabinoids. Hops has cannabinoids. You have a little bit of cinnamon on your toast or in your smoothie or in your coffee. Clove is cannabinoid. You clove in the bakery. Who would ever bake a pie without clove and cinnamon? Oregano has cannabinoids. Who's going to make a pizza without oregano? Are you crazy? And sage and rosemary. And you don't use a lot, just a little bit here and there. So,
how did the world go from...
People, they overdo, and they want to get 99% CBD or some crazy thing or 15 bazillion milligrams. They shut off their receptors. They shut everything down. No, and that's not the way to do it. Use the natural sources.
So we went from hemp plants to pepperoni pizza all in one swipe.
Well, you wanted to know where you could get this stuff from. Cannabinoid is an activator of the nervous system, and it then helps balance it.
Let me ask you concrete for people who are still sitting there and they're listening to this. By me taking this, my child taking this, they're probably thinking, this has no relation to marijuana. I'm not, you know, this isn't a psychoactive thing. My child's not going to be out smoking marijuana after I give him hemp and all.
There's no way. We use it for marijuana addicts to get them off.
Explain that real quickly. Explain that real quickly. When they're addicted to a drug, does this rewire that or what?
This is the THC has been raised, high THC marijuana, you know? So you've got that overload that occurs. So CBD blocks THC. So this high CBD natural hempanol or hemp extract, you take it and you get the opposite effect. You don't get addicted. You stop the addiction. You stop the desire. Look, I don't want anything else besides hemp and all and oregano anyway. Could I get any more high than I already am? I'm taking this stuff, and I start working on a book I wanted to work on 20 years called Textbook of Natural Cures, a 1,000-page book. I have to finish it in a year. Then I finished my osteopathy book, 300-page. And I finished 4 books in 1 year. And I wrote a book in a month. And I was wondering, what's going on?
Whoa.
I think it's this stuff. It's juicing you up, baby. And then I'm sleeping better because I take that PM
writing
stuff,
a book
like
in a month.
It. Huh? That?
Writing a book in a month, that's an accomplishment. Written a book. That's an accomplishment.
Why don't you juice yourself up and see what happens to you? And,
I'm going to. You said that brain detox. Send me a little bit of that brain detox. I'm going to try this.
We'll get that brain detox to you. And, of course, that hempenol and the hempenol with the CF and the PM. And I use them all. I don't care. But, you know, people are on budgets and things, and we have to appreciate that. So what if we had to peel it down? Well, if you had all that horrible need to support an inflammation response, you want the one with the oregano. Otherwise, you get the CF stuff, you know.